Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Psalm 12 in our psalm book. We have this arranged a little differently. We got two psalms in there. I figured we use the psalm book today. So, very back of the book, the phrase section. Find Psalm 112 if it's a numbered copy. It should be around the numeral at 4, Roman numeral 4. Psalm 112.
Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Man is blessed that fears God aright. He who in his command demands does greatly take delight.
Thy priest
that did not fly. I'll rise at midnight thee to praise, even for thy judgments right. I am companion to all those who fear and thee obey. O Lord, thy mercy fills the earth. Teach me thy laws, I pray.
It's probably one of the most instructive psalms that we sing, I think, on how to turn towards God. Consider your former ways. Try your life. Think about the things you're not doing right. And hastily turn to God's law. Don't be slothful and linger and think about, well, I kind of like being a sinner like this. It's not that big of a deal. And ask the Lord to teach you his laws in prayer. Something I don't think we oftentimes do is go to God in prayer. Teach us his law. Well, we're going to sing Psalm 90, A, and then we're going to save B for after the sermon. I don't feel that we have this tune well enough memorized, so we're going to put another tune to it, and we'll continue practicing the tune of Burford. And so, what tune sounds good to the Psalm Strong people? And don't pick a Celtic melody. We've already been told not to do that. How about Amazing Grace? That's easy enough. And we'll do New Britain.
He that doth in the secret place of the Most High reside.
Amen. This is often called the Soldier's Psalm, Psalm 91. It was actually prayed. Many of the Bibles that were given out to the American military used to have that as a prayer to be prayed by the soldiers in the war. Just made me think about that. Definitely something to consider. Let's go to Numbers chapter 4. We're going to read 1 through 20, and then we're going to go to Luke 17. We're going to hear 11 through 37. Numbers 4, 1 through 20 is our lesson from the law. Dave? Numbers chapter 4. Too far. Sticky pages in a humid climate. All right. Numbers chapter 4. We're going to do 1 through 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses unto Aaron, saying,
Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their families, by the house of their fathers.
From 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation.
This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things.
And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come, and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil, and cover the ark of testimony with it.
And shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy of blue, and shall put in the stays thereof.
And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls, and covers to cover, with all, and the continual bread shall be thereon.
And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a badger skin,
and shall put in
the staves thereof.
And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlestick of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his censers, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it.
And they shall put it in all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skin, and shall put it upon a bar.
And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of badger skin, and they shall put to the staves thereof.
And they shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skins, and shall put them on a bar.
And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, and the vessels of the altar, and they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skin, and put to the staves of it.
And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is set forth, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation.
And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, and said unto Aaron, saying,
Cut ye not off the tribe of the family of the Kohathites from among the Levites.
But thus do unto them, that they may live and not die, when they approach unto the most holy things, Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden.
But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. We'll end right there. There's a couple things to notice in this lesson. The use of blue cloth, which represents the law of God,
the holiness, same as the blue thread to be put into the garments of the people to remind them of the law of God, that everything was put and covered with blue, and then on top of the blue covered with what's called the badger skin. And then after that, something to notice is the holiness of the tribe of Kohath and the special appointing that they had to do the work that was appointed to them, and how important it was that they were to do these things, so much so that God said if it was not kept in order, they would die. And so he was telling them, if you're going to do my service, you better do it right. So a little regulative principle of worship in there to take consideration of. So Brother Christian's going to read us Luke 17:11-37 today.
Okay. Luke chapter 17, verses 11-37. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until that day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be 2 men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. 2 women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. 2 men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together.
A lot to take in there in that particular reading. One thing that's definitely worth note is that Jesus said that the ones that came back and, or the one who came back and said thank you to him, glorified God, whereas the other ones all went to the priest to show themselves according to what Jesus told them to do, apparently didn't glorify God, even though they went and did what Moses told them to do. I've always found that to be a fascinating observation to notice what he says there. So it definitely attests to the deity of Christ in one way or another in that reading as well. You got in the New Testament a very strong lesson to be learned where the Pharisees say, tell us what it's going to look like when the kingdom comes. And he says, well, if you don't know what it looks like because it's not in you already, you're going to miss it. And it's going to be like lightning that flashes from the east to the west. You'll not miss it. And I think that's a twofold understanding you can certainly have. You're never confused whether or not the kingdom has come to you, into your heart, into your mind, into your soul. And you're never going to be confused when Christ returns. We won't miss it. So all that to be said, you don't want to be where the eagles are. Well, I'm going to continue today in sort of kind of a continuation of our last series, but not quite. If I put a title on it, it would be None Other Foundation. And it was based off of our reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I just thought that this is a good time with, if we're able to keep up, that is, with the things we've been discussing here lately. It would be a good time to, pun intended, lay upon that foundation yet another principle and more principles concerning who Christ is and that role in our life and what it is to be. And so I'd say this is separate but related in trying to pick up on some of the thoughts before we might lose them and putting them into application in our life, and our understanding, and in our doctrine. Some connective language you should be able to catch there, right? unto his mind he'll satisfy. I also my salvation will cause his eyes to see. Well, if you turn to the back, I got, I'm going to start going through some confessionals out of Romans we haven't done in a while. That would be good to start going back through the book of Romans in a confessional way. And grab up some of the important doctrines that are in the book of Romans for us to understand, especially as people grow and get older and need to hear things. That's a good thing to keep in mind. So Romans chapter 1 teaches us of the wrath of God against ungodliness. And so as we tuck this into today's sermon, you can tuck this into judgment, final judgment, part of the doctrine of the foundation of Christ. So why don't we go through this together. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men,
who hold the truth in unrighteousness,
because that which may be known of God
is manifested in them.
For God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen,
being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead,
so that they are without excuse.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God,
neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations.
And their foolish heart was darkened.
Professing themselves to be wise,
they became fools.
And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image,
made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things.
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness,
through the lust of their own hearts,
to dishonor their own bodies between themselves,
who changed the truth of God into a lie,
and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator,
who is blessed forever. Amen.
So there is a downward spiral of corruption. Let's go to Psalm 103, and you can take your pamphlet there and stick it in with the Ten Commandments. We'll use this as we have used it in the past. It's nice to have a biblical answer to everything that you do so that you can repeat back the Lord's word, his own words. So we'll start in verse 3 of Exodus 20 when we get to the verse. Nine, after we read verse 9. We'll read this all together. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Starting in verse 3.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Verse 11 of Psalm 103. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel his strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen.
Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
I know I wouldn't. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you that it's holy and that it's perfect and that it's your breath and that you use men to write down your words and that it would be preserved throughout history. We thank you so much that we have a guide in this dark world, that we can go to your scriptures and we can find out about you, God, and we can find out about your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, and the gospel. And so, Lord, just help us to trust in what is written. That man does not live by bread alone, but by your word, God, and your word alone. Guide us in this life with your scriptures in this dark world, God, specifically in this country. I know things are getting pretty dark, and so just help us, God. Help us to have the bright light and have salt, and that we can be Christian dominionizers, and that we can be Christian overcomers, God, and we can live a life that glorifies your name. Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I ask that you would bless it. Thank you for the fruit of the earth. Thank you for the many blessings that you give us throughout the week. You give us clothes and food and vehicles that run. And you give us work throughout the week. And just all the other things, too, that sometimes we can take for granted and we don't think of. So many things to be thankful for, health and everything, God. So thank you for that. And Lord, with the strength that you have given us, help us to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And bless the rest of the Sabbath, Lord, and help us to work hard until this upcoming new moon, and to treasure the new moon and preserve it, and think upon the words of your prophet Isaiah. Lord, I pray that you just help us to be even more organized in dealing with the new moon and the men's meeting and everything else. God, help us to have plans and purposes and just to have good fellowship and good discussions, God. open our eyes that we may behold the wonderful things in your law, God. That we would have such joy in obeying them and joy in you, God. Ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.